The Digital Economy Act of 2017. This is an audio recording of the second infographic in a series of five. These have been created by UK Longitudinal Linkage Collaboration, who we'll refer to as UK LLC from now on. The series has been co-produced with the UK LLC Public Advisory Group, with input from UK LLC Partner Studies. They are designed to help longitudinal population study participants understand how the law applies to the use of their longitudinal population study data. Longitudinal population study participants are people who choose to join a study. Their personal data is collected over periods of time for the purposes of research for the benefit of the public. For example, this could mean filling out questionnaires or attending clinics for measurements such as height, weight, or providing blood samples. A highlighted summary explains Section 64 of the Digital Economy Act 2017. It states that de-identified data generated by government service providers, excluding NHS data, as part of their day-to-day functions, may be shared for public good research. De-identified data means that personal information such as name, birth date, and address of an individual is removed and replaced with a number or a code. The Digital Economy Act of 2017 also makes sure there is privacy, clarity, and consistency in how this de-identified data is shared. Against a lime green background, the infographic shows three representative photographs. These are of longitudinal population study participants of various ages, genders, and ethnicities. Each one is quoted answering the following question. I'm a longitudinal population study participant. How does the Digital Economy Act affect me? The first person says, not all longitudinal population studies link to administrative data, so it's not something that happens automatically. The second person says, my longitudinal population study data can be linked to de-identified administrative data. For example, education, employment, tax, benefits, and criminal justice records. The third person says, I can object or withdraw permission to have my study data linked to administrative data. In practice, this means that you can contact your longitudinal population study team to request to opt out or withdraw consent from your data being linked to administrative data. The next subheading asks, what does the Digital Economy Act mean for the longitudinal population study I'm part of? The text-based answer states that your study may process and link study data with administrative data. Government service providers can share data for research as long as data is de-identified and held in a secure system called a trusted research environment. Linking longitudinal population study data with administrative data offers researchers a broader range of information with which to learn about our society. Three of the benefits for linking administrative data are illustrated with icons. These benefits are 1. Improve departmental policies and service delivery. 2. Identify occupations that pose a higher health risk. 3. Enable more inclusive research. The infographic finishes with a black footer box with white text stating that this information is correct at the time of publication, version 1 in July 2024. If you have any questions about how your data is making a difference to research, you can contact your study team directly. Also in this footer are the logos of the University of Edinburgh and the University of Bristol as the institutions that run UK Longitudinal Linkage Collaboration. Beneath them are the logos of the funders, UK Research and Innovation, the Medical Research Council, and the Economic and Social Research Council. This infographic series was funded by UK Health Data Research Alliance, Medical Research Council, and Health Data Research UK. This was an audio recording of the second infographic in a series of five. They are designed to help longitudinal population study participants understand how the law applies to the use of their longitudinal population study data. The other infographics cover UK data protection laws, common law duty of confidentiality, control of patient information and Section 251 of the NHS Act 2006. The final infographic provides a summary detailing a key message from individual laws and legal principles detailed in the series.